Q's to Q. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. Nothing heard for now. I guess I will mention, I believe the 10-meter gathering is still an ongoing thing, which is if you want to try to make a 10-meter contact amongst members of the club, every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., everyone's just going to get on there and try to make contacts. 8.445 and Tuesdays at 7:30. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins. Then we'll check in with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. With our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Huntington Pass, South Carolina, KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville, South Carolina, and K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. So welcome KD4HEY, that's Jim in Anderson, South Carolina, and 4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville, WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina, then NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, North Carolina, then KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Welcome KN4GTM, that's Dean in Simpsonville. Then KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden. Then AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Welcome W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And last on that list is KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks, everybody, for checking in on the pre-net check-ins. Now let's check in with EchoLink. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's KO4YHY. Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That's Jim in Berea. Thanks for checking in on the EchoLink. Let's see. I see another EchoLink station, but they didn't chime in that time, so I see you there, John. I'll be back to you in just a second. Let's go ahead and jump over to the RF section and get some of these people checked in. All right. We do this every night alphabetically, and tonight is Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
KV.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
Tried to check in. You're cutting in and out. It kind of sounded like Patrick at the beginning, but you just got a couple words and you went silent. Go ahead and give it another try.
Hey, Duncan. It's
cut again. Is anybody able to get that station on reverse? No copy on that. Yeah, you cut out again, so give me just a second. Let me check in these folks, and then we'll get you in here. Maybe you just got a change batteries or something. All right, we'd like to welcome KR4FNC. That is Rick. And what was your location tonight, Rick?
That would be Simpsonville. KR4FNC, that would be Simpsonville. Thank you.
Well, KR4FNC, Rick in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That's Nelson, mobile down there. From Greenville going to Spartanburg. All right, we'll stay with this group. Make sure we get everybody in. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Call KO4JKV.
Net control. Net control, please check in.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I think that's the same station trying to check in. Once you key up, you said net control, please, and then it just went blank. And the very first part of your transmission was very strong, very clear, no static or anything, and then just shut completely off. So we'll just keep trying, and we'll get you in there. But, all right, before we move on down the alphabet, let's go to Echolink. Echolink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit. I tried to check in earlier, but the other guy walked all over me. But that's okay. Anyway, I'll hang around.
This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KN4RJN, John N. Brown Summit. Yeah, I figured something like that happened, but we got you in there, and we'll be back to you for some comments. All right, that's good for Echolink. Let's see. We're going to go ahead and move down the alphabet, but that station that was trying to check in, you can just check in on any alphabetical group. Just keep trying, and we can get you in there. So let's move on to India through Lima, I through L, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. To be where I'm going to be negative and negative, so it's 73s for each one of you.
Hey, babe. Thank you so much for calling Vanette tonight. Hope you and your family are doing good. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletch, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Duncan. Good family. Have a good evening. No traffic, no comments.
We're JKV. Duncan, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Stay warm. 73.
Go 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And Sid holds a net, a couple nets each week, and the repeaters are at on Bearwalla Mountain each Sunday at 8 p.m. He runs the net, the 2-meter net. That frequency is 146640. with a, let's see, a tone of 91.5, and that's every Sunday at 8. Hold on just a second. Because my readers was popping out. And Sid also runs a 6-meter net every Friday night at 9 p.m., and that frequency is 53.13 with a tone of 100. So great nets. And actually, Sid, I was finally able to check in on your net last night, and because I don't always get the greatest signal, but I'm glad I get got checked in. Welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear you, Larry. Any other stations in the India through Lima group, call Net Control. Move on down to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
Trump. Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Del Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. That's Lorena, and she brings along her husband, Rick. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and they're in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, in West Shoals. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Lorena. Let's see. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4. We got everybody in that group for now, so let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
KO4 to check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, K.A. Waywood. No traffic, no queue.
Kilo 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Steven in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steven. All right, let's move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Oh, I just got to the radio. I believe it's Duncan. But anyways, thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4JKV. Hey, Duncan, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris. I just glued my fingers together with super glue. And thankfully, I got them apart. Dumb.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. And then KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KO4JKV. Moving on down to Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Tango 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, JE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus. I say negative, negative.
JKV. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KKV. Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
KKV. Everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. My name is Clint. I live in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, that was a good group there. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland. Good to hear you tonight, Shane. And then KE4ZHF, that is Keith in Columbus. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. And then K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela. KQ4TBD, they're in Southern Greenville County. Good to hear you all tonight. KO4WTQ, that is Greg in Greer, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Greg. Then KQ4YOO, that is Clint in Honeypath, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Clint. All right, any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KO4JKV. All right, let's go ahead and go up to Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV.
For JKV. And thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary, one of our net controllers. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, there in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group, call KO4JKV.
Net control, please check in. KR4CZI, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm an Anderson, I'm negative and 80. Good evening to everybody on the net.
For JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KR4CZI. That's Walter and Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walter. All right, let's open it up to the whole group, the entire alphabet, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Can please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. Apologize for cutting in and out there earlier tonight. I will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ETN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KR4EEE. That is Greg in Hendersonville. Glad to get you in the books tonight. You got a good signal that time. Whatever you were doing was working. Do you have any idea what was going on?
Don't, Duncan. I actually switched over to an HT to check in this time. Power just dropped. I had something coming in on the sub channel at the same time, it looked like. So haven't figured it out yet, but I'm thinking that's what it was.
Good. Well, you're sounding great right now. So 7-3, Greg, and thanks for checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. And you have a little more static on your signal than normal. We'll just let you know that. It kind of sounded like it was raining where you're at, but I was able to copy everything. So thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion. with periodic stops for check-ins. Let's see, tonight we have KN4RJN, our friend John N. Brown Summit. How you doing tonight, John?
KO4JKB, this is KN4RJN. A lot better than I was doing this time last week. Well, actually, I guess what, Wednesday was the surgery, which went well, and I didn't start hurting until I got home, so that's probably a good thing. But, yeah, after they gave me a spinal block, so everything's from the waist down just completely might as well not be there, and so I was fine, and they got me out to the car. My wife drove me home. I started hurting a little bit, and then by the time I got home, I felt like somebody beat me in the butt with a ball bat. So I slept for 2 days, and then I'm fine. So other than that, what's going on in your world?
Glad that you made it through that. So that's behind you. But yeah, let's see. Me, nothing much. Get playing radio when I can, and working all the other times. Let's see. I heard on a previous net tonight that I guess CME is expected to be here tomorrow. That's just what I heard. But I kind of poked around on your QRZ page for space weather, and it looks like there's some active activity on the sun, but I'm sure you'll fill us in. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, there's stuff going on. Let me boil it down for you. For the next 3 days, we've got about a 65% chance of an R1 to R2, and actually a 15% chance of an R3 or better. There was a moderate radio blackouts, likely slight chance for strong or better. There have been radio blackouts reaching the R3 levels. That's worse than mild to moderate. That's getting to be strong. Were observed over the past 24 hours, the largest being today at 0500 UTC, which was about midnight, just after midnight our time. So we wouldn't have noticed that we're on the backside of it. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, sloppy a little bit for the rest of the week. And I don't just mean our weather. I mean the radio signals are going to be a little tricky. There's a bunch of stuff heading our way. Some of it's going to be a glancing blow, and some of it's not. So, you know, stand by for having a little difficulty with your radio over the week, at least during the daylight hours. As far as the meteor shower, let me get to that real quick. That's coming up December. It'll max out December 14th, which is Saturday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. Your best bet is to go out. The 14th is Sunday. 13th is Saturday. Go out Saturday night on the 13th after sunset, and you know, or a few hours after sunset, and you can start watching, and you'll see a few, and then as the night progresses, for however long you can stay awake, it will gradually increase. The zenith hourly rate at peak is 150 an hour. So if skies are clear, these things are bright, but they're of medium speed, gives you a chance to spot them. And so if the skies are clear and you got the inclination, go out and watch that. Back to you, sir.
For RJN, this is it's 2 meter net. Well, that sounds like something. So hopefully we have some clear skies, but we'll see. And yeah, that blackout, what you're talking about, 65% chance of an R1 or R2, and a 15% chance, or R3 or greater. So, yeah, we'll have something to look forward to. And let's see. And also, I noticed that there's going to be a ARRL 10-meter contest this weekend. So hopefully all that mess is out of the way by then, because that's a good way to make some contacts right there. But let's see, anything else you got for us?
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I don't know what's going on tonight. A lot of people are cutting in and out. You just cut in and out a couple of times, so I don't know if it's the weather doing that or what. You getting snow where you're at? We got a little bit today, but it's I think it's mostly out of here. What's going on over there?
No, we didn't get snow. It's just been really cold and dreary and just a light precipitation. I think a little north of us, like Burnsville, North Carolina, they did get some snow up there. I saw some pictures on the WLOS site. Looks like they got a good amount of snow. But here, nothing, just dreary. And supposed to get down to around 26 degrees tonight, so that's pretty cold. What's your weather going to be like?
This is KN4RGN. Well, right now it's 27 here. Supposed to get down to 25 over the night. So all that wet that's on the roads is going to be going to be ice by in the morning. The morning commute will be fun, I'm sure. Fortunately, I don't have to go anywhere, so I'm okay. But it's going to be a little slippery out there in the morning. And then tomorrow, it's going to get up to a balmy 37 degrees for the high, so that's not looking good. Wednesday, it'll get up to 52, so it might get back into something you can actually stand outside and stand. Saturday, it's supposed to get up to 53 during the day, and then it'll drop down overnight to 22, so if the skies are clear and you want to go out and watch the meteor shower, dress in a lot of layers and take your favorite hot beverage with you because it's going to be cold.
Sounds good. And, so I don't forget, I'm going to put a little notification on my calendar because that's something I can do. Let's see. So December 14th, that's this Saturday. No, December 13th, this Saturday night. And you say just after sunset?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it peaks on the morning of the 14th at 0300, so 3 o'clock in the morning. So go out Saturday night, some, you know, hour or two after sunset, and, you know, I'd say, of course the sun sets at 4 o'clock in the afternoon around here anyway. With daylight savings time on, but yeah, go out sometime, you know, a couple hours after it gets dark. Look to the east, more or less, and just get a chaise lounge out there and lay back, or throw some blankets on the deck or whatever, and lay back and just watch the sky. And don't need binoculars. You couldn't chase them with binoculars anyway. Because they move too fast, but just lay back, get a warm blanket. I'm going to see if I've got an electric blanket stashed away somewhere and run an extension cord out there, but just lay back and watch the skies and watch them for as long as you can. If you can stay up till midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock, you're going to see quite a few. And since it's a Saturday night, I'm sure your pastor will forgive you for being a little late for church the next morning if you stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, this is going to be a good one if the skies are clear. Back to you, sir.
Thanks, John. And I got that written down, and hopefully I'll get one, be able to see a few. That last shower, it was a couple of weeks ago, you said to look out right after the net. I didn't spend too much time out there, but I looked around. I didn't see anything. But I think this time I might try to get out of the city. That's probably pretty key. I have a lot of light pollution, I guess, from the city lights. And I can see some stuff, but it'd be probably better if I headed out on the parkway or something. So we might do that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the further you can get away from city lights, your best bet is, you know, Arizona, but I guess that's a little bit further to go. But yeah, if you can get away from the city a little bit and get out in a good dark spot where you got, you know, a fair view of the horizon for at least most of it around you. Yeah, go out and take a couple of chaise lounges, throw them in the back of your pickup truck. Take a thermos of something warm to take with you. Dress warm because when you're out in the cold and you're not moving, which is what you need to be doing, it gets cold real quick. So, yeah, dress real warm because it's going to get nippy. Back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. And, yep, I will address, if I remember to put it on my notifications. But I plan to do that right when the net ends. But, yep, I will definitely address warm. But sounds good, John. Great reporting. And always looking forward to the next one. Let's see, anything coming up on the horizon?
This is KN4RJN. Well, my meteor shower calendar ends with December, and I'm waiting for them to post the new one to see what's coming up in January. But we got time. We'll get there. And other than that, radio signals are going to be a little tricky during the daytime for the week anyway. And then Dr. Sko hasn't posted next week's yet, so. As soon as I see that, and let me look and see what the GOES satellite's looking like. Yeah, the GOES, if you go to my QRZ page and hit on the GOES satellite link, you can see what the clouds are doing up to about an hour ago. It runs about a 4 or 5 hour loop and ends about an hour behind what our local time here is. And it looks like Georgia's clearing up. If you're out in Texas, you're in good shape. It might be cold, but at least the skies are clear. But most of North Carolina right now is, or at least it was an hour ago, pretty socked in with clouds, and most of South Carolina for that matter. So nothing else, and I'll back on out of here and say 73s. You have a good evening, KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John. Good to hear from you, and I hope I can see a meteorite. So. 7-3, John. We're going to break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Seeing if there's any check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV.
KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs. Thanks for running the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4MSD. That is David in Sandy Springs. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Call on the net, if you will. Give you one more for the log tonight, sir. If you'll check in, Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic. Do have one quick comment for KQ4MSD. Not sure if David's on a Yazoo, but he may have the wires button turned on. It's a little beep at the beginning of his transmission there. And David, if you want to stick around after the net, if that's the case, we can probably work through how to turn that off on your radio. Over. I'll turn it back to you, Duncan. Sounds good. A good net tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on that.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mike, one of our net controllers in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. Let's see if KQ4MSD is still on the line. KQ4MSD, call net control.
KQ4MSD, and yeah, the radio had a funny-looking thing on it. I think either myself or a kid was pushing some buttons and inadvertently turned that on. So I got the manual right here, and I'll see if I can turn it off. Shouldn't be too big a problem, but my apologies there. Thanks for the notification. KQ4MSD.
KK4HR again. Duncan, I'll pass it back to you. We've all done it. Everybody running those Yazoo rigs. It's so easy to turn it on. And it just cuts out like the first half second of your transmission is the only reason. I've run into it many times on my Yazoo rigs. But if you can't figure it out, just put a call out on the repeater. We'll help you figure out how to turn it off. It's usually just a quick button press. But if you can't figure it out in the manual, there'll definitely be folks out here that have done it that can probably help you out. Over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And yeah, I've done the same thing with my radio. It was doing that beep, and I believe Chad, KN4NUE, told me what was going on, and that's what it was. But just curious, give me just a second here, KQ4MSD, I was just curious, what radio were you using?
Well, there's
the beep again, but yeah, it's Yaesu. Sure enough, Yaesu, as you correctly identified, is an FT-29. Oh shoot, I can't see the thing on there, but I think it's a 2989. I can't remember the number, but yeah. The exact same one as mine. It is the 2980. And so what happened with me is that not the power button, but the red button next to the power button, it is, if you hold it down, press and hold, it's a lock button. But if you just quick press, it activates that wires X. And if you're at your radio, just that red button, just do a quick press on that red button and see if that clears that beep out. You can go ahead. I think that did it. It also turned off the little LNK thing on the dial. So thanks a ton. Saves me going into the manual. And yeah, it's a 2980 is the model. Appreciate y'all. KQ4MSD.
No problem. Yep, easy solution and fantastic radio. All right, we'll break with KQ4MSD. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV or net control. To anybody for comments or check-ins, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN. I got a text message from KD3CDS. Wanted to break in for a minute, but I don't see him up on EchoLink anymore, so I don't know if he's still listening or not.
That call sign again?
Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Delta Sierra.
All right, thanks for passing that in. And I never saw that call sign pop up on EchoLink, so maybe that station is on RF. So if so, I'll go ahead and give that station a call. If you can hear me, KD3CDS, if you'd like to break in, go ahead and call net control.
KO4JKV is KN4RJN. He popped up on my EchoLink text, so he was on EchoLink at some point. If he was on RF, I wouldn't have seen it. So I don't believe he's listening anymore. Back to you.
Well, thanks for that, and we'll get him in next time. But hopefully it wasn't too important. But anyway, I'll stick around here for a little bit in case they pop back up. So thanks for that information. And let's see. It's worth mentioning again, there's this net that is taking place in the upstate. Give me a second here. Look out for, if you want to get on 10 meters and try to make a local contact on 10 meters. It is each Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., and that would be frequency 28.445, and that'd be upper sideband. And you'll be trying to make simplex contacts on 10 meters. And it's in the technician-friendly portion, which is a nice swath of space there. So give that a try. The only thing that interests me this weekend is the ARRL 10-meter contest. And that is this Saturday and Sunday, 10 meters, and that is phone and CW, and so if all this space weather clears up, and I think it probably should, I'm hoping for very good band conditions for that 10-meter contest this weekend, so it's a great way to make some DX contacts. Let's see, give me just a second. Last call for check-ins. Call KO4JKV. Folks, we did it again. Another fantastic Monday. Tomorrow night, your net controller will be Mark, KQ4WHN. He always has a great net, and he'd love it if you check in with him, as we are here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. And let's see. All right, stand by for my net report. KQ4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV, clear.
R4FNC, trying to reach AK4HR. Are you still on? sounds like I missed AK4HR. Have to try it again on another night.
My neighbor Mike.
This is KR4FNC, clear.